Did you ever say he acted as if he knew it all, or he made out like
he made out like he knew it all.
Okay. Yeah. And a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. You say, I bet somebody
stole it.
And you say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella, because we hadn't gone half a block when it
rained.
When it what to rain?
When it rained. When okay. It poured down.
And you'd ask somebody, what time does the movie
begin?
And you say, it must have already
started.
Or must have already
begun.
And 10 minutes ago it
started.
Or it
began.
And say there was something bad that you'd expected to happen, like some child's walking along the top of a fence and you expect him to fall off and hurt himself. And someone comes in the house and tells you that he did. You'd say, I just
told him that he was going to fall.
Okay. And something that a child plays with, you'd call
a toy.
Okay. Do you ever call it a play pretty?
No.
And if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party and you had a lot of things growing out in your yard, you'd go out and
pick them. Flowers.
Okay. And say if you had a question, I might say, well, I don't know the answer to your question. You better go
somewhere else
and
find out.
You better go what? Somebody else.
Go ask somebody else.
Okay. And you say, that's the second time that you've what me that question.
Second time you asked me that question.
Okay. And, or he's the second person who has what me that.
Asked me that.
And a child is always running and telling on the other children. You call
tattletale
it.
Tit.
Huh?
Tattletale.
Would you ever call a grown-up a tattletale?
Yes, that's quite a few tattletales.
What does it mean when you say a grown-up is a tattletale?
He's got a big mouth.
Uh-huh.
That's what I call him.
What about pimp? Do you ever...
Yes, I heard that expression already, honey.
What does that mean?
Well, it's a tattletale, really. It's just a different expression to say it.
Uh-huh. Which sounds worse?
Pimp.
Uh-huh.
Sounds worse to me.
And say if I ask you, when are y'all going to Miami? You'd say, well, right now we're what to go next week. We're
planning.
Okay. Do you ever say we're aiming to go or we're fixing to go?
Fixing to go, yeah.
What does fixing to go mean?
Just getting ready to go, honey. Just a difference. It's a silly expression. That's all. Just common word.
Uh-huh. Does fixing mean we're going to leave right now?
No, what? You're just getting ready to go, but you're not uh-huh. ready yet. That's all.
Uh-huh. And say a child learned something new, like learned to whistle or something. You wanted to know where she learned it. You'd say, who?
Who taught you that? Where did you get that from?
Okay. And you'd say, horses gallop, but people walk or
trot.
Or go faster.
Go fast. Walk real fast.
Or
gallop.
You say he was feeling so good that instead of walking,
he was running.
He what all the way home?
He runned all the way home.
Okay. And you say he has what a mile?
So many minutes a mile?
He has
ran fast or
okay. And children like to
run and play.
Okay. And you say, I have just what him a letter.
I just wrote.
And yesterday he
written.
And tomorrow I'll
what? We'll write him another letter.
Okay. You say I wrote him as time I was getting a
getting what? I don't know.
Of what back?
Oh, a letter back.
Okay. And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you
address the envelope.
And you say, well, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his
address.
And if you ask someone a question, you expect to get
an answer.
And you give someone a bracelet and want to see how it looks on her. You say, go ahead and
put it on.
And you say, you can't get through there because the highway department went in with their machines and the roads all
tore up.
And